pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Vayelech that Moshe Rabbeinu's life is coming towards an end, and Yehoshua ben Nun was going to take the Jews. And Darius Yisrael and Rashi explains that Moshe was perfectly healthy. It wasn't as if, you know, he had deteriorated health. He was perfectly, perfectly healthy. But his life was going to come to an end, and he wasn't going to get to, you know, have this chus and perhaps his life mission, that even though he knew it wasn't going to be him, but finally the realization that it's happening, that Yeshua was doing it, was coming to fruition. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that discusses how in this world, in Olam Hazeh, you're allowed to go to Yerushalayim whenever you want. In Olam Haba, it'll only be for the Tzaddikim. And that Gemara really strikes me as something that we don't take to heart enough, especially those who live in Israel, who don't take full advantage of getting out of the confines of, you know, the Beit Shemesh, Modin, Ranana, the Gush, wherever it is one might live. They don't take the opportunities to get to Yerushalayim. But in this world, we have that opportunity. You know, even one living in America, and I'm not downplaying costs, but at the end of the day, the only thing standing between, you know, practically, well, there'd be other things, but the only thing standing between being in Yerushalayim next week is, I don't want to pay for cost of flight, but I could do it. All I have to do is charge my credit card, get on a plane, and I could be in Yerushalayim. I have that opportunity. In the next world, I might not be granted that opportunity. I might not have that. And this is something that I always think this time of year, how fortunate and lucky we are. Because, and we, you know, we saw a little bit during COVID that it actually can be taken away. You cannot have the opportunity to be in Israel whenever you want. But if someone who lives in Israel had the opportunity to be in Israel, to experience Yerushalayim, all parts of Eretz Israel at any given time, and throughout our time of living, that has always seemed to be the case. Everyone is in that kind of a matzav. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't. He was not allowed. He was totally healthy. There was no global pandemic. He was totally, totally healthy. But he was not given that privilege. He was not given that opportunity. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you got to take full advantage of every moment that you're here. And get to the holiest and holiest of sites. Get to Yerushalayim as often as possible. If you don't live here, you know, everyone has their own cheshbonos and how challenging it is, you know, to get here, to not get here. But if the opportunity presents itself, get on that first flight, because we have the privilege, we have the schus of being able to come to Israel whenever we want. And as we see so clearly from Moshe Rabbeinu, not everybody was given that schus. Have a great Shabbos.